Popbella Podcast. Hi everyone, welcome back to Popbella Podcast. And today aku punya tamu spesial lagi. Perempuan yang spesial hari ini datang ke studionya Popbella. Ada Vanessa Adi Kusumo.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm great and thank you so much for being here.
Of course.
Aku lagi mau ngobrol-ngobrol sedikit aja sih tentang about you, about what you do that inspires the millennials and Gen Z to see more about art, terutama di Indonesia ya, yang tadinya mungkin belum terlalu kedengeran, sekarang kan sedikit demi sedikit sudah lebih terdengar gitu. Tapi pertama aku mau tanya, dari sekian banyak hal yang membuat kamu tertarik untuk menekuni sebuah museum itu apa sih?
Sebetulnya sih inspirasinya itu dari orang tua saya ya. My mom and dad have been long time collectors, even from before I was born. Wow. Jadi growing up itu benar-benar I was exposed so much to art. Saya di antara my siblings itu yang selalu ikut sama papa mama kalau mereka pergi ke gallery, ke museum, ke auction houses. Jadi emang it became part of my everyday life.
So this is from when you were little girl.
Yes, very very young. I was exposed and I've always loved it. Growing up, aku sebetulnya tuh mau jadi filmmaker.
Oh gitu.
Yeah, and actually that was one of my dreams, you know, to be a film director, film writer, and then also to I do photography as a hobby as well. So art has always been part of my life, and I think Museum Macan ini adalah like it's a way for us to marry both art and education together. And we figured that this would be a great way to expose Indonesia to a more formal way of learning art juga.
I see. Gitu. Nah, kan tadi kamu juga bilang kan museum ini adalah sebuah cara untuk menggabungkan art dan pendidikan gitu. Program-program apa aja yang udah pernah dilakuin oleh Museum Macan untuk lebih membantu dan lebih membuat pendidikan tentang seni itu jadi lebih menyenangkan?
So actually aside from the main exhibitions that we usually have currently on display, kita tuh actually kerja bareng dengan banyak sekolah. And we actually bring together a lot of students starting from the age of even 3 to 4 up to high school. And we do tailored programs for them when they do come into the museum. So we do specialized tours. We also give material for the teachers and principals to bring back to their schools and use it as part of the curriculum for arts education and art history in the schools too. Dan banyak sih sebetulnya untuk publik juga. Kita ada on request group tours as well. We have a lot of public programs and workshops within the museum yang include maybe artist talks or curatorial talks, special film screenings from different artists. Dan itu actually activity yang a lot of people find very interesting and engaging, because they're not just going through the museums and seeing something on the wall, tapi ada guidance from us to learn and actually understand the meaning behind everything that is put up on the walls.
So what do you think is the connection between a really good art with education itself?
Yeah. So actually, it's interesting because growing up, having been through it myself, actually art, whether it's good or bad, is a great way to develop one's creativity and innovation. And I think, without you realizing it, it opens up your mind a lot because, artwork can mean anything and it can mean different things to different people. So, it builds characters, very soft skills inside you, but, things that you might not necessarily learn from just the classroom or, learning. And it's very different from English or math or sciences, it's a very open-minded type of education.
So it's more like soft skills, like building the soft skills of a person.
Yeah, and character too, I think,
Okay. Nah, sekarang kan lagi banyak banget nih kayak art installations yang ada banyak lah bermunculan di Jakarta dan di seluruh Indonesia gitu. Pendapat Vanessa sendiri mengenai hal itu seperti apa?
Well, that's great, you know. And what we want to do with Museum Machan is to also create the environment and the creative industries to grow together.
Okay.
So we see all these people, you know, wanting to, you know, expose more of the masses to art, whether it's through the museum, whether it's through, you know, art fairs or pop-up galleries and things like that. It's great for the environment of the arts here. And I think it, in a way, exposes a lot more people to understand and learn and be more interested in art too.
Okay, nah, last year di Museum Machan ada exhibitionnya Yayoi Kusama, and it was really great. I was there a couple of times because one time is not enough for me.
Yeah.
But then I read somewhere that ada beberapa propertinya tuh yang sebenarnya ada yang rusak, ada yang bocel karena banyak orang yang harusnya hanya dilihat tapi malah mungkin dipegang atau difoto-foto. How did you deal with the situation?
Oh, actually it wasn't too bad. We close once a week for maintenance on Mondays usually. Jadi, you know, our curatorial team and our conservation team usually goes around and, you know, we fix up anything that needs to be fixed up.
Yeah.
But besides that, you know, it's surprising actually that a lot of the people understand, you know, how to treat artwork with respect. You know, we do put in extra precautions where we put barriers and things, but we understand everybody's need and want to engage with the art, which is exactly why we had, you know, the dots room, the where, you know, people could put up stickers and all that, and that's a way
lebih interaktif
that, interaktif gitu, karena orang kalau cuma lihat doang, itu mereka juga jadi bosen gitu, which is the beautiful thing about art, which is the way in which an artist can also develop that type of relationship with the audiences coming in to view the art.
I see. Nah, di era digital nih seperti sekarang, pendapat Vanessa sendiri tentang museum, kalau dulu kan museum seni itu orang datang and they can admire anything, the painting, the sculpture or anything, they admire it. Tapi sekarang tuh banyak orang yang datang tuh supaya eksis gitu. Kayak kalau gue belum ke Museum Machan tuh gue belum eksis, gue belum ngepost foto Instagram gue di Museum Machan dengan eksibisi yang paling baru tuh gue belum jadi anak Jakarta banget gitu. What is your point of view about that?
Sebetulnya sih it's okay ya. I mean, we understand how integral you know, social media is in our lives gitu. Maksudnya ya, I'm also a millennial gitu. Yeah, jadi saya juga ngerti. Tapi ya to be honest, for us we don't see it as a bad thing, but we see it as, you know, a new way in which we can use social media and that digital platform to reach out to other people and you know, have them be interested in art and also come through the museum juga. So actually, it plays to our advantage juga because it's a powerful tool in which a lot of people use for even education nowadays.
Jadi, so it's wider audience.
Wider audience. And you know,
which is always a good thing.
Yeah, which is a good thing. Yeah. And you know, even if they do come through with the you know, with wanting to be accessed or whatever through social media, the great thing is that when they walk through the exhibition, they learn something. And they actually leave with you know, maybe something that they didn't know before they came through the museum. So actually that is a good thing and it plays to our advantage.
Nice. Okay. Terus kalau menurut kamu sendiri, cara membuat sebuah museum itu apa ya, lebih fun dan lebih bisa bertahan lama itu apa? How do you like do marketings? How do your branding sampai orang-orang tuh mau datang ke Museum Machan nggak ngerasa kayak aduh bosen gitu? Karena kan ya let's face it, banyak banget museum-museum di Indonesia tuh yang orang-orang mungkin apalagi anak-anak milenial dan Gen Z malas datang karena menurut mereka it's not fun enough, it's not engaging enough. What's your strategy?
Yeah, so I mean the biggest thing of course is kita program kan selalu ganti tiap 3-4 bulan. So with the changing program you're giving new content every few months dan itu yang actually jadi crowd puller juga. Jadi orang nggak cuma datang sekali and then okay already
sama terus.
I've been here. I don't need to come back anymore. Jadi with the changing programs ini, it it makes people want to come back and see what's new, learn new things, and you know, see a different perspective of different artists from both Indonesia and around the world juga gitu. And of course, another strategy as well that we try to employ is that semua research and writing, you know, we need to make it accessible and like bisa dibaca lah, lebih gampang dibaca by the younger people nowadays. Because I think, you know, the issue is that sometimes people nggak ngerti kalau misalnya researchnya itu
wah gitu, ya.
Gitu kayak oh it's too advanced gitu,
yeah.
Jadi nggak bisa relate gitu. Yeah, yeah. So what we try to do is we simplify. You know, I mean we don't change the content from what it originally is from dari you know the perspective of the artist, but we simplify the writing so that people understand it better.
The meaning behind it.
The meaning behind it. And also, you know, we have a lot of children's texts as well. Jadi even anak kecil yang umur 5 bisa baca and understand what the artwork is about because they have that text yang untuk anak kecil juga gitu.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
You know, it's about making the information easier to access.
Okay. And what would you say is your biggest apa ya? Tantangan dalam menjalani Museum Macan?
Yeah. So, I think right now, you know, the idea of philanthropy is still very new, especially when it comes to art philanthropy.
Di Indonesia,
Di Indonesia. Yeah. Because we look, I think, ke Amerika ya, sebagai kayak the model of what we want to be one day. You know, di sana, a lot of people are patrons of the arts. They understand the importance of supporting the arts and using that as part of their education outside of the classroom setting.
Yeah.
And you know, it masih baru banget lah di Indonesia gitu. Last time, you know, we used to get a lot of like questions like, oh, do you sell the art? You know, do you know? And so it's about you know, making that public awareness of what exactly is it that we do, which is education. So we don't sell it for commercial purposes, but we use it as part of research, you know, and part of the education that we give to Indonesian people and children, you know, even daily.
Yeah.
I think ini adalah like one of the biggest challenges, I suppose, and it's getting better because I think with Macan being you know present for over 2 years, almost 2 years now.
Udah mau 2 tahun ya.
Actually, udah lewat 2 tahun actually, but yeah. So with us being,
it really feels just like yesterday.
Oh, it's so fast. Time flies by, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, with us already being present for quite a while, I think people are starting to understand the importance of you know art as an education tool, as you know in their learning growing up too.
Okay, so may I ask you who is your favorite artist and why?
It's very difficult to answer that question. I feel like it's very, you know, people ask me that all the time. Tapi kayak the options banyak banget. I mean, I won't say maybe a favorite artist, but I have a preference of a certain type of work.
Okay.
So I do like a very minimalist and contemporary works.
Okay.
So you know it sort of borders on a lot of artists that do a lot of architectural work as well. I quite like the experience of being immersed in that type of art. So,
I see.
Yeah.
So you're more like a minimalist person.
I am. Yes, I am. And I think it's reflected in how I dress today also. So.
Very structured,
yeah,
minimalist.
You know, black, white,
monochrome.
Monochrome, you know.
Okay, terus kalau menurut Vanessa sendiri, museum seni itu sekarang tuh udah jadi tujuan utama masyarakat untuk mendapat ilmu pengetahuan tentang seni modern belum sih? Atau mungkin kalau sekarang kan orang-orang masih banyak yang ah gue nonton aja deh di YouTube gitu, terus ah gue lihat aja di media sosial soalnya gratis. Padahal kan sebenarnya they can gain a whole lot more experience when they come in offline spaces gitu, like Macan. What do you think?
So I think definitely, you know, it's true, the experience is different watching something on YouTube or going on a virtual tour of a museum. But I think, you know, I would always recommend, you know, datang dulu, try it out once, because the experience of interacting with artwork cannot be replicated watching something on YouTube. You know, it's very different. It's like, you know, when you go traveling, it's very different when you go to the to whatever country or whatever city.
And when you see it on Pinterest.
Exactly. You know, so I would recommend just, you know, try it once, and I know that it will be a very, very different experience for everyone.
Okay, and last but not least, mimpi terbesar Vanessa dalam membangun Museum Macan sebagai museum seni modern dan kontemporer itu apa? Dan menurut kamu apakah sudah terwujud sekarang?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is, of course, we really wanted, you know, the Indonesian people to understand and appreciate art, mm-hmm. and also be able to see us as an institution yang benar-benar contribute to pendidikan juga, not just, oh, we have something pretty and nice hung up on the wall, but our mission is really to, you know, educate people from a young age and understand art more. And I feel like, you know, we're not 100% there yet, mm-hmm. but it is on the right track as well. We are very grateful that we have a lot of supporters, both individually and from corporates, that believe in the mission of what we do here in Museum Macan and have come on board to support us in ensuring that we have a greater reach, you know, outreach to a lot of different schools, you know, children, employees, and all of that. So, you know, it's definitely still a journey, and we are on the way there.
To greatness.
It's to greatness. To greatness. Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time and for our chat.
Yep.
Thank you. That's that. Thank you, Vanessa. And teman-teman, jangan lupa untuk selalu dengerin Pobella Podcast karena we always have special guests. So see you next time.
See you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Pobella Podcast.